Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The dictionary defines the word servant as one who is set apart, as one who is devoted to someone or to something. And though we may believe that we are free, the fact is that we are all servants of something. Some people serve themselves. They are the center of their world. While others serve other people who exercise authority over them. Some serve their passions. And some serve their desires or their addictions, while still others serve their families or their friends or their religion. But in the Bible, in Romans chapter 6, we are told that we are all servants of sin. We are all slaves of unrighteousness, until we come to Jesus Christ for the salvation of our soul. Then it says in Galatians chapter 6, we are called bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we are to serve Him. So we all serve someone. And in the title of Psalm 36. The psalmist David is called the servant of the Lord. And in this psalm, he compares and he contrasts those who are the servants of the enemy with those who are the servants of God. And so, in verse 1, David tells us, transgression, peshet in Hebrew, rebellion against God, speaks to the ungodly deep within his soul. It whispers to him at times, and sometimes it screams to him, and he is willing to listen to the voice that speaks of rebellion against God. He measures what is right by his own standards of behavior and not by the standards of God. So in his heart and in his mind, in his spirit, he does not listen to what God has to say to him in his word. He does not want to be brought under the authority of his creator. There is no fear of God, it says, before his eyes. No concern that he might be displeasing to the Lord. And even though God sees everything that we do, even though he knows every thought, every desire in our heart and in our mind, those who do not belong to the Lord live as if they are not accountable to the God of the universe for anything. And so, an unrighteous attitude, an unrighteous behavior are the result of their rebellion with no fear of the eternal consequences of their sin. For his sinful behavior flatters him in his own eyes, the psalmist says in verse 2. Halak in Hebrew. It soothes his conscience by thinking that all is well, that he is on the right path, even though he is on the road to hell, concerning the discovery of his iniquity and the hatred of his sin. all of our sin will be exposed and seen for what it is, either now or in eternity. Still, people cling to their sin, don't they? Even though the rottenness of our sin cannot be hidden forever. And the psalmist tells us in verse 3 that the ungodly man is blind to the truth concerning himself. He does not see that the words of his mouth are wicked words, aveh in Hebrew, that they are wrong. He doesn't see that he is full of deceit, mirmah in Hebrew, that he's full of deception, he's full of lies, and that he has ceased to be wise. He doesn't see himself for the way that he really is, because he has no understanding. He has no desire to please God. And so he ceases to do what is good before the Lord. And not only that, it says in verse 4, he plans a course of action of wickedness at night while he is lying down upon his bed. Instead of a place of rest and of prayer, his bed becomes a place of poisonous intentions, things that he hopes to act upon in the morning or in the days to come. And so day and night, he persistently sets himself upon a path that is not good, because in his heart, he does not despise evil, it says, ma'as in Hebrew. He does not reject it. But instead, he embraces it. He glories in it, thinking that his actions are justified. But in contrast to the wicked, it says in verse 5, the servant of God who seeks to honor the Lord lifts up his voice and he says, your loving kindness, O Lord, chesed in Hebrew, your mercy, your unchanging love extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Shahach in Hebrew, to the clouds. You never falter. You never fail. You drive the clouds of darkness away. Your righteousness, shedekah in Hebrew, your justice is like the mountains, O God. And they're solid. Your justice is dependable. It is immovable. And the winds of wickedness cannot alter the truth of your word. Your judgments, mishpat in Hebrew, what you have prescribed to us, how we are to live before you. These things are like the great depths of the ocean. They're beyond our ability to fully comprehend. But by faith, we trust in you. O Lord, you preserve us, the psalmist says. Yasheh in Hebrew. You care for man and beast, all the living creatures on this earth. Oh, their very existence, their very next breath to you. How precious, the psalmist cries out in verse 7. Yakar in Hebrew. How valuable is your loving kindness, O Lord. It is more valuable than silver or gold, and so the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. You protect us like a mother hen protects her young. And those who have put their trust in you will drink their fill and feast in the abundance of your house in the glory of heaven. And you will give them to drink from the river of your delights. Eden in Hebrew. Eden in English. Like the Garden of Eden. We will dwell in never-ending joy in heaven. For with you, Lord, it says in verse 9, is the fountain of life. You give us life, you sustain our lives, and you will bring us home into the glory of eternal life. And in your light, in the face of Jesus Christ, your light shines in our hearts. So we see light. We see the truth. O Lord, the psalmist prays in verse 10, continue to pour out your loving kindness upon us, upon those of us who know you. Continue to pour out your righteousness, the blessing of your salvation to the upright in heart, to those who belong to you. We ask, Lord, that your grace towards us would overshadow us, for you alone are our shield and our defender. Without you, we would surely perish. Let not the foot of pride and of arrogance from other men or even from within ourselves come upon us. And let not the hand of the wicked drive us away from you. For there, in the darkness, the doers of iniquity and of wickedness have fallen to the ground because of their sin, and they have been violently thrust down, and they can never rise again. The defeat of those who have rejected the salvation that is found in Jesus Christ will be final. It will be fatal. While all those who trust in the Lord will rejoice with him in the glory of heaven forever in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.